What's up, you guys? It's Nate Verone here, just coming at y'all to let you guys know that me and Eric have a show in Los Angeles on Sunday, June 29th. That's right, Sunday, June 29th. And at Permanent Records in Glassell Park, Los Angeles, California. It's going to be an incredible night. Lineup TBA. Get your tickets. Link the tickets link are in the show notes. And we'll see you out there. And without further ado, enjoy this fucking crazy episode of Joint Tactics. God, I fucking love it. I gotta do that again.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Verone, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Oh shit! You just did you just change your background, Jack?
Damn, what is that, Jack? Jack,
wait, what is you guys' background?
You have a god damn it!
I don't understand.
Jack B camera. This is.
Did
not
you guys
right,
not?
Dude.
Did you guys not get the custom background email? I think
no,
Julio
I'm gonna
maybe
look
sent
so
it.
Fucked up on the YouTube because there's like already an overlay on top of it, and then there's like a sub overlay on the overlay.
How come I'm so
both
fucking small? Why am I way down here? Oh well, I'll get close.
You have your credits at the top. You're on Stavros's podcast.
Yeah, I was been on there as a favorite. I don't even know what to call it, why I was there. I was certainly not asked to be a guest, but that's the benefit of being friends with.
Right, you're connected.
Oh,
what Millie?
3 milli Zen mini.
You're and losing dude, it. Be honest, Eric. Are you losing it out there?
I texted you last night a little faded, didn't I? It's mildly faded. I've been going.
That was making me laugh. You said no one was making eye contact with you at the bar.
Why were you making eye contact with everybody else? Who are you trying to get eye contact
with? I'm kind of thinking like, all right, I'm in a village in the middle of nowhere, an hour and a half outside of London. Surely someone's going to hear my accent and say, where are you from, mate? Strike up a conversation.
Right.
And no, that never happened. I have to just read my book in silence. But I've been going to, I would say, the local pubs. And reading my book, having some lunches and dinners.
But you're not open.
Something funny?
You see?
Nope. No, I'm being open, bro.
Because you have a book. You have a book. You're looking down. That's not inviting. You have to, you know, there's like body posture things where you can signal to other people that, hey, I'm open for conversation. I would like to make a new friend today. And I don't know if you understand that.
Right. Well, actually, there was a moment where I was about to be open to this guy who sat next to me, but then I saw him getting kind of shot down by all the other regulars. So I thought, I can't associate myself with this loser. Yeah. And
he's the town like the town thief or something like that.
Something was up. No one wanted it. He kept trying to strike up conversation with the boys, with the bald British men.
You should try and find him. Maybe later today you could go find him because you're only there for a couple of days. I think
I know.
Go find him, start filming him. And
hey, sorry, man. Sorry I judged you.
Close up flash photography on his face. That's a good way to meet somebody.
Exactly.
I found. So today we're discussing the Olympics. Now, probably wondering, is there an Olympics happening this summer? No, there isn't. Not to my knowledge. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's like 3 years away or 4 years away.
You forget how quickly we forget about the Winter Olympics, which are going to be happening in
next year. No, 3 years.
If the Winter Olympics, bro, they're happening literally in 2026. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So there's a Winter Olympics and there's a Summer Olympics, but where's the Fall Olympics? Where's the Spring Olympics? You know what I'm saying?
What sports would that be? You need a sport that requires like cherry blossoms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Harvesting, pumpkin carving.
Yeah, cherry blossom eating competition.
Right. Apple popping, something as such.
Oh, that's good.
Bro, guess where the 2026 XXV Olympic Winter Games are happening. Could you please begin tell to me guess?
It's in Bulgaria.
Milan, please tell me it's in
the Alps.
Milan.
Italy.
Should we go to Milan for the Winter Olympics to do some correspondence for once?
I think that time of year, at that time of year next year, Milan is going to be
rubble.
Radioactive rubble. Yeah.
Milan? They're going to take out Italy?
I think Italy's going first.
Ooh, Iran?
I feel like that is a fashion capital, if I'm not mistaken. Right.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right. Don't they have Fashion Week in Milan?
They certainly do. Milanese.
Once you take out Milanese. They're going to go for the artists first.
They always do, right? Bro. That's what
they always do.
Who is?
Who is?
Them, do they have the opposite them. Of what? Do they have an opposite of locked in? Being locked in? What's the opposite of that?
Locked out.
Openly outside, freely I'm locked outside by free will.
I can't fucking connect.
I feel super locked out.
Would you say that you feel lazy right now, or just not locked in?
I feel not locked in. I don't feel fucking lazy, dude. You know what? Did you all get called lethargic a lot in school? That fucking word.
Yep, I did. Sleepy much?
That's kind lethargic. Of like how people say like fat people are husky. That's like the husky version of lazy.
I was wearing husky for show. Husky section JCPenney.
That word pissed me off when I was a fat kid.
That word made me sick, like, even though I accepted it.
I was like, I wanted to like grab somebody by their fucking shirt and be like, just call me fat.
Yeah, just call me fat, bro.
just do it.
This was pre Lindy West movement. Please just say it to me.
I'm fucking fat. And let me know. If you think that that's on your mind, tell it to my fucking face, please.
Right. You know what? One of these damn British bartenders said to me? He said, "What can I get you, big boy?" Oh, no, big man. Big man.
Big fella. That's so different. Big boy would be so different from big man.
Big boy? Man. That's flirtatious.
I could see like Stormzy saying that. How you doing, big boy?
Oi, big boy.
You just elbow coming up and calling you big man? But I hit the double Guinness. Yeah. Oops. One glass. Double alcohol. Two glasses, four chapters of my book. Yeah. Oops. Sweating in the sun.
Wow.
In the sunlight inside.
Solo G splitting.
I was touching the G, if you know what I'm saying, spot of my mind with the book that I'm reading.
The mental G spot.
Dude, I'm always, many books hit my mental G spot.
I'm pretty damn sure I'd put money on it that we brought up the mental G spot a couple times on this program.
Certainly.
No, I don't think we've ever repeated ourselves once, except for we just found out that we've already
for
did
thousands of times.
We did Miners last like 1 year ago exactly, I guess.
No.
When you exactly brought up that topic, I was like, there's 100% chance we've talked about this.
We've done Manners. Well, but dude, we've had so many new life experiences.
That's a great exactly. Point.
Exactly. Good God,
because wouldn't you like to see Quentin Tarantino make fucking Dust Till Dawn now and see how different it would be expressed?
With his new knowledge. Yeah.
But we've certainly never even talked about the Olympics, not even once.
No, bro, and there's so many wonderful sports to discuss.
I think we had a custom, we talked about what our version of the Olympic, didn't we talk about that?
Nah.
Well, there's Michael Phelps, lest we forget. He's kind of like a big athletic figure of our childhood, I feel. Remember him?
Phelps?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
I could draw him from memory. I can, for some reason, picture him so clearly, even though I can't picture so many people from my life and my mind.
Can we see it?
Wow. That's.
Can you picture your third grade teacher right now? I can't. I remember her name. I can't remember... What she bloody looked like.
You could fully, you could sketch the outline of Michael Phelps' dick in a Speedo.
Easily. Chill, bro. And they're jammers, bro. He wears jammers. All right. Lately.
It's a jammer.
How beginner you are to swimming. gym or go down to the knees, kind of. They're like a Speedo, but lengthened.
Oh,
for modesty.
Now, wouldn't that shave off like a second off of his time? Because it's adding. Because they're so, if they're concerned about shaving their entire body to be all slick in the water, certainly that's going to, the difference of time between shaved body and me being in the water, them having the body hair of me, that's got to be a 0.03 seconds of a difference, I would imagine.
I'm curious to see what my shaved chest is going to do for my lap times.
Yeah. You just had to shave. Did they shave just your chest, or
they shaved my chest, but they left like a patch on my stomach.
This lower is a patch. Eric's a POW. If you're wondering what who he's referencing,
the British government has been torturing me for military
Eric's being
secrets.
Held as a he's a political prisoner right now in what do you call it? Hyatt.
Riyadh.
Yeah. No, not Riyadh. Riyadh's never done anything wrong.
I don't want to stray too far, but
it has made me really sympathize with you, Jack.
What did I
do? Well, because you have the no body hair. You lived this experience. This is a lived experience for you.
You notice how hard it is, how insecure you feel.
So smooth. It's so smooth.
It's male
bro.
Makeup. It's male makeup.
What, hair? No.
Hair.
I'll hair. Be way better clean shaven anyways. Nate, when's the last time you had a fully bare chest?
Never. When I was, I don't think ever in my life.
You should, I'm not going to spoil the thing, but you should do it for the thing that we're about to do together.
That would be insane. And then, I have this feeling that once you shave the hair, it grows back longer, or is that a myth?
I hope so. I hope it comes back all
It grows thick. Stronger and longer. And I'm like, dude, I can't, it's already like pushing. Like I have nipple hairs that'll go probably the size of a number two pencil.
Diameter?
Diameter? No, the longitude of them.
That would be fucking disgusting. Fat, thick hair. Thick fucking hair follicles. Ooh.
That's what I'm worried about. If I shave this off, it's going to come out all thick and fucking thick like that, you know?
The thick follicle.
Do you guys know about like a oral minoxidil? You know, topical minoxidil is Rogaine, right? Classic hair treatment thing that none of us are familiar with. Now you can pop the pill. But what it does is it doesn't discriminate where you grow hair. You see what I'm saying?
It just goes everywhere.
So guys will take oral minoxidil and get crazy level arm
knuckle
hair in
hair.
A way that you can't. Nate, you would be Guinness Book of World Records monkey man.
I would be like that werewolf disorder.
That's what I meant.
And I can tell you right now, some guys, not me, but some guys take that stuff and they don't. And they don't grow any other body hair, even still.
How do you know that, Jack? Is that
I just told you, and so now you have to believe me. No, man. How come I have to fucking HML source every single sentence I say without you just taking my word at word?
What is HML?
I don't remember what it is. Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Do you guys remember a hilarious scene in a movie? This little movie called The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Classic
moment that I believe was improvised, and he shouts out
Kelly Clarkson. Damn. Imagine going to the bar asking for some watermelon vodka shots like this.
Eric just showed up. Man with hair on his head. On his face.
I mean, wow, it looks kind of, you think that's all natural coloring?
You think he's had minoxidil?
This guy, yeah, probably is minoxidil. He could probably stop that if he wanted.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, what a look, man. Damn.
So the Guinness Book of World Records, right? They're keeping track of feats that the Olympics And yet the Olympics gets all the credit. They keep track of about 8 fucking records. Shot put, swimming, archery, and jerking it. Because
karate, too.
Look at... All right. But look at what the Guinness Book of World Records is doing. Sheesh. That should be the Guinness, you know, Book of Olympic feats. Because all these... The categories go out the wazoo. You guys understand me by now?
How about when the LA Beast won... You know, the one where he walks over like 2 miles of Legos with bare feet. Remember this?
Yeah.
For those who don't know, there's a video of the LA Beast that walks. He's in his garage and his dad is helping him out. And he's walking over a strip of Legos that's like on, you know, just the length of his garage, going back and forth like 2,000 times to walk to break the world record. And his feet at the end have been like sliced and diced by the Legos. He's in extreme pain. And then I think pretty like months later, the record was taken from him and he was beaten by someone else.
That's so pretty specific. Rude. Like, why was that even attempted in before him? You know,
what a great way to get back at somebody you are not fucking with. You know what? I'm going to keep an eye on you. And the second you set a world record, I'm waiting. I'll be waiting in the wings.
It's over.
Is there any podcasting world records? I'm sure we have already, but I'm not.
Yeah. Most laughs per minute.
Certainly. Most episodes.
Craziest riff. Most
loudest.
I think we've hit over sentences. I think we've hit over 250. That's got to be some kind of record.
Yeah, no one has ever done 250 episodes of a podcast.
Of this podcast? No way. No one's even done one. This.
Certainly.
All right. Which sport would you like to get the gold be amazing medal at? If you could wake up tomorrow as the number one athlete in this sport, what would you do? What would you be a top contender in?
A real one?
Hmm?
Real sport?
Yeah, real.
And does it have to be Olympic or can it be any kind of anything?
It has to be Olympic because that's what we're talking about.
Well, skateboarding's in the Olympics now, you know.
Oh, I hate to tell
you. You sounded Canadian when you said that.
When I got a little stern.
What'd you say?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Joy Tactics.
Joy Tactics.
I would say, you know what looks quite fun to do in Inhuman is the gymnastics where they kind of have to do a dance routine involved with it. So there's like some flair involved. It's not pure sport. It's like theater and dance and gymnastics all mixed together.
Is it called floor?
I don't know what it could be. I don't know what it's called, but I'm like, man,
that's an awesome answer, Nate.
That looks so fun. What song would you use? To be able to do that, to be able to contort your body in many backflips. And there's just so much grace. I feel like that's a word where grace, you use that word to describe what so much grace was on the mats that day, you know?
Precision.
I want to be in a graceful sport like that.
Do they pick classical music or am I thinking of something else?
Bro, you can do whatever you want, I think, now with freedom of speech, the freedom of speech movement.
I don't think that's true, man. I really don't. I think that you don't especially think you can be playing... the Olympics. The Olympics are oppressive as hell. Don't we know that? Don't they oppress people? Didn't they kick out Simone Biles for having fucking anxiety or something? Or am I thinking, totally getting that wrong?
You're out, girl. Why? We saw you have a panic attack.
I would have like the Mad Max style where I would have a person strapped to my back with a electric guitar and I would be flipping around with them and they would be like chun, 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 going crazy. That would be, I mean, you can not give me the silver. That? I mean,
you want to have a...
But my quad strength would be there by the time it came to that
who's
day.
The actor who's the actor from Game of Thrones with who is short?
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage on Peter Dinklage back bling, Fortnite back bling. IRL.
Yeah, if I had somebody that was, you know, of that weight or could kind of, you know, I could. It's definitely possible, is what I'm saying. It's definitely
with
possible.
The flamethrower.
With the flamethrower, yeah, the whole thing and the speakers,
guitar, rather.
You know, a backpack with like some fucking huge fucking speakers.
Okay, so this is where Google Veo AI, whatever it's called, the Veo image shit. That's where I'm saying, you know what? I wouldn't mind following a curator who's going to show me psychedelic imagery that I wouldn't have seen. Because if I could follow Nate and it's like, all right, now I'm going to wake up and see that Nate has made a video of himself doing Olympic gymnastics with someone strapped to his back playing guitar. Mm-hmm. I say, you know what? Hey, man, maybe it'll be okay.
Yeah.
It's a slippery slope, man.
Yeah, yeah. Slop. Yeah, exactly.
Slippery slope. Some people call those slides.
Slippery
slope.
They like them.
Damn, I'm just remembering they have the gun one where you can shoot.
Right, the Turkish man.
He was fucking sick.
That was cool.
Damn, he was tight.
Rolling up in the Fruit of the Loom gray t-shirt.
Little belly on him.
Yep. Who can forget Ray Gun? Yo, Ray Gun, bro. Dude. I'm still fucking laughing about that shit. Girl,
I'm still making videos about
you.
That shit.
Yeah.
That was crazy, dude.
That was a 2004 style viral moment. That was a Ted Williams golden radio voice gift from the past.
Mm-hmm. I would say that day pissed me off because there was like so many people were trying to catch that like viral moment. You know what I'm saying? Like it was like Jimmy Fallon, like every single outlet was doing their own like parody of Ray Gun. And it was insane. Like I've never seen that many people latch on to a moment and try to comedically
cultural
have
termites.
The same take on it.
Culture, I wonder how many people were paying for same day delivery on the green sweatsuits.
Yeah.
Ring light set up.
Dude, if you went to, I can imagine in LA what the damn, you know, those thrift stores where they have like hella 80s tracksuits, the amount of influencers up in that piece.
Calling in sick to kick Reagan while she's down. No, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't abide by that.
That is fun. I guarantee you a lot of people called off of their shifts that day to get on it.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Word is here. What would you do, Eric? Did you say?
I just looked up.
Fencing.
You know, I worked with a woman who was a Olympic fencer, an active Olympic fencer. And she had
say
to like,
what?
Leave work for like 2 months to do fencing in the 2020
holy shit.
Olympics.
Was this where were you working with her?
Pretty.
Oh, wow.
My girlfriend went to, I think, high school with a gold medal fencer. But there's like, look this up, but there's like the most number of gold medalists come from Kentucky. That's
trust me, I'll be fact checking that. I'll be looking that up, man. I don't just trust you on all this shit.
I think it's true. There's something
the
in the
rolling hills of Kentucky.
There's something going on there that
I just googled it. It's California. I'm sorry.
No, well, all right, never mind.
New York is second.
Is Kentucky even on that, like, in the top 10 or something?
It's not.
What the hell is canoe slalom?
Canoe slalom?
If you don't know what canoe slalom is, then you might as well end this fucking podcast right now, dude.
Canoe slalom? That sounds like something, doesn't that sound interesting? Like a backwards code or something?
I think they're looking this shit up. I think they mean kayak slalom, bro, from what I know about canoes and kayaks. This doesn't look like a regular old canoe.
You know what makes me
white
sad
water?
It might be, but that makes it, I feel like there are certain sports where this isn't like paying the bills for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's they have, like, it's a passion, but they're in the Olympics and they are a gold medalist. And I'm certain that there's a couple sports where there's not enough, you know, outside of that, like to coach people or whatever, for that to be your full-time career. So there's gold medalists going back to their job at, you know, at Staples or whatever. They're going back to their restaurant job. They're working at Longhorn, at the bartender.
That's got to feel so cool. Are you kidding me? Walking back in the fucking,
look what whatever, I got,
Pinkberry with the platinum on,
with the canoe slalom platinum hanging around your neck. Oops. Damn.
And we can't not talk about the opening ceremonies of these things, which are quite majestic.
They always make me start to cry, to be honest.
What makes you emotional about that?
The Olympics make me emotional in general, man. By the way, if you're not getting emotional at the Olympics, you might have a emotional disorder, I think, because it's these people that have tried their whole lives, they haven't been validated in other things. Like for us, it's clearly like comedy acting and all this. For them, they have to do feats of strength, which is sort of like outdated in my mind. That's why I didn't ever try it, shit like that. But these people have, and it's all they got. And I don't know, when their parents are there. Sheesh. Yep.
And it's about unity,
humans, global uniting. Unity.
It's quite beautiful.
What's his name at the Nazi Olympics? Jesse
Hitler?
Eisenberg.
Yeah,
well,
no, yeah, Jesse Eisenberg at the Nazi Olympics.
Is this Jesse? I don't want to say anything ignorant.
The sprinter.
What are you guys talking about? What are you guys talking about, man?
Bro, Jesse, you know, Owens.
Yes.
This is when he won, and right next to his ass in third place, might I add, is an Aryan bastard doing the Hitler salute.
Jesus. During the fucking race, that's why he got third.
What kind of form would that be to run?
Hitler was up. Yeah, Hitler was up in that piece.
He was there. Isn't that crazy that Hitler was just watching the Olympics?
He would be getting a hot dog and a Diet Coke on his motherfucking head if he was in my section.
Oh, bro, I would be messing with Hitler, bro. Physically.
Like pranking him? Yeah. Or
come here, man.
I'd be taking pictures of his... film in the back of his head,
tugging on Hitler, tugging his fucking ear really hard. Sorry, man, I thought you were my friend. Roll my eyes. Psych, I know exactly who you are and what you're about to do to the world. I'm having the Zen crash right now, man, to be honest.
Oh, no.
Now, welcome to my life, man. You see what I go through.
Yeah, I've been. This is why I'm doing it, is to try to study your mentality, so I can help you when you inevitably end up
character study.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
We need to have you brought up a good point earlier. Okay, that we do comedy and acting, but why isn't there an Olympics for the?
That's a good point.
I don't know. I would like to. It's a good point. why is there not a theater? You know, section of the Olympics. Who can do the best one-man show?
You could say that's like the Tonys or the Oscars, but you're talking about a live challenge.
A live acting challenge where they try and make you an actor cry on the spot while they have a bunch of weights on their shoulders, or they're on a treadmill and they have to do like a German accent or something. You know, I don't know. It would be,
you know,
quite
what
would
make me laugh?
Incorporate the arts. What's that?
Dude. I mean, just going on this, if they had a if they did it for singing and they had like a longest note holding competition, because the last couple seconds of every note would be one of the best things you could see somebody red in the face with their veins coming out.
Well, it's almost no contest with Miss Cynthia Erivo.
Excuse me?
It would be no contest if you got Cynthia Erivo up in that mix.
Who's that? Is she in the Dixie Chicks?
She's only Elphaba in the new Wicked series, which is about to get a sequel.
That was a bold swing, mate.
And by the way, it's not the Dixie Chicks anymore, man. It's called The Chicks, just so you fucking know. Gaslighter, denier.
I'm like, you're the Dixie Chicks. I go to the pay for the VIP in the back to the meet and greets.
Go back to Dixie.
You're the Dixie Chicks.
There is a ring to the Dixie Chicks name that is undeniably gone when it's now just the Chicks.
The Chicks.
Yeah, they didn't want to think of a different, fun little, not little, but you know, what's Dick's, you know, the Pixie Chicks. Why didn't they go with that?
The Sexy Chicks.
Well, thank God they haven't taken that yet.
I think we should switch to the Tricky Chicks.
The Tricky Chicks.
Can we check if Tricky Chicks at Gmail?
No, we're going to be auditioning some female counterparts for the Joy Tactics Companion podcast called The Tricky Chicks.
What would be our band name if we were in a, first off, what genre and what would be our name?
Good question. Let's see.
The genre, I'm just trying to be realistic here. Not what we would want to be, but what could we realistically do?
Jack, I know.
You play the ukulele. Eric, you are
singing.
I guess you have a beautiful voice, so you could be the front man.
You think I have a beautiful voice?
What they call a multi-instrumentalist. I can play most chords on the guitar, and I can play rudimentary drum patterns on a drum kit.
So you play the drums. Singer. You're a drummer.
Okay. I'm just being humble. Yeah, I'm a drummer. Okay.
Everybody knows it. We've seen it online. We've seen it on the Second City main stage, dude. Exactly. You know how many people have graced that stage?
Right. Not many. I'll say that.
I think it would be all a cappella style.
So wait, I just said bass. That me and Jack don't sing, and you're the singer. You're forcing us to sing.
As good as I am at singing, talents. I'm even better at teaching, bro. And you guys have told me that. I'm really good at teachable moments. Teaching music.
You don't
music.
Know how bad we got teaching. It, man. You don't want to see ugly it's going to be. We can't. Me and Nate, you've seen Nate do the national anthem in Atlantic City. It didn't go well.
Yeah.
Oh man. That was amazing. That just popped back up on the Reddit. You saw that.
Yeah, that was incredible. But I am a very teachable. I have a teachable voice. You can see the potential though in my
vocal. Of course, I'm hearing the baritone skills. And I'm already fucking busting hearing the baritone notes. And by the way, I just re-downloaded TikTok to show you guys exactly what I think we could sound like.
Okay.
Thank you for sacrificing, making that sacrifice.
Yeah.
I know that's tough.
I know you have a problem.
Frankly, I just deleted it while I was in the shower. Right before this. It's bad. I'm staying up so late because my clock is not adjusted. And so I'm like, can't stop scrolling. Good God. Whoa.
What was that? If you're about to play Tokyo Drift... I'm going to freak out.
I mean, you guys are going to love the fuck out of this song. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's amazing.
Here's the thing.
That's amazing,
but what I'll say is, to me, music is expressing, you know, expression for moments, and it can help you. Jesus Christ, what am I trying to say? Because somebody else.
I think I get what you're saying. It's expressing moments. You're right. No, you were right. You were right with that. Music does express a moment in time. Okay. And it's, I think that's what you're trying to say and what you did say. And
the thing that what I mean is that I'd love to listen to that as my eyelids close for the very final time before peacing out.
Good and going night. That's an end of life. It's a melody pattern.
But wouldn't you want to make music that you could listen to more often?
Yeah, well, but there's a certain time and place for different songs. It's like, do you think the person who came up with Happy Birthday, that's just for one day for somebody's life. Nobody's listened to the Happy Birthday song every day, you know? Well, I don't know, Jack, you might be, but...
You mean my alarm clock?
Turn it on, the Happy Birthday song.
Man.
Just in the car on a road trip.
I'm not seeing, and by the way, I'm not seeing the servers come out in full force like they used to for the Happy Birthday songs. You're not seeing that in restaurants as much as you used to. And it's frankly, I think a recession indicator.
Yeah, definitely. And when they do, it's like they're kind of apathetic about it. They're like,
they have it too, man. If I see one more server have attitude.
Yeah. All right, Eric. You're at a diner.
Mm-hmm.
You've just been given rye toast when you asked for an English muffin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You asked, excuse me, I don't mean to be rude. You said it very politely. Could I please have an English muffin instead of the rye toast? It's a dollar up charge or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they say, I'll check.
Mm-hmm. I would say, to that response, I would say, take a look at my tote bag, bro. Just take a look at it, see what's in there.
You want me to open 14, your tote
14
bag?
Different fucking knives and up in there.
Like butter knives? Or
if you keep acting like, no, fucking crazy ass, like curvy style Turkish knives from Aladdin's times. And I say, you keep acting like this, you're going to be taking a pic for how you get sliced and diced, bro. I'm padded up to here, bro. I'm going through enough of my life. I came here to this restaurant to read and to connect with the local community here in the UK. And you are showing me attitude in a way that I don't respect. And I'm at a breaking point. You can't tell that because I'm so nice. I'm a nice person, but I'm not a good person, bro. And I'll kill you in a fucking instant. That's when I start crying.
Damn. I'm a nice person, but I'm
not. Or should I just do it to myself, bro? You tell me, because I don't feel like life is worth living anymore.
No, you have a muffin. And it's all good.
I said sourdough, bro.
What did you? No, you didn't.
All right, then my mistake and apologies.
Apologizing after that deep of a threat.
I'm watching a guy that I knew from my life. I can't give the details because I'm afraid he's going to see this and come hunt me down. But he has been doing Facebook stories about how his life is sort of falling apart, but he has had this realization that all these different, it's like, he's like, everyone's always hated me. People have called me racist, sexist. People in the Navy hated me. And he's like, what I've just realized is they're all working together to bring upon my downfall. The banks, his restaurant jobs.
He's right.
So people, I don't know how I got to that, but I'm just imagining that's what the little monologue I did is how this guy feels.
There are a lot of forces that are gaslighting people into thinking that their instincts are wrong, when really there are a lot of shared creative imagination creations, essentially. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
None of it's real. This society, it's all twisted plot created, just like the Olympics. The ending line is created by
there we go.
The people in
back
charge.
On track.
So why does the race end where the line ends? Because you put the line there. What if I'm not done? What if I want to keep running until I win?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, God, I don't even know. It's easier to just sometimes accept the systems that control us, bow down to them, and live the pathetic lives that we can instead of resisting. Sometimes that's how I feel, bro. So are you guys skiers or snowboarders?
Both.
I personally am a snowboarder. I grew up snowboarding. And it's one of my few regrets in life is that I wish I had done skiing instead as a child.
Dude, I was going to say you are easily out of the three of us the most skiing coded.
Right. Right.
I can see you in the puffer.
Yeah. What's the lazy man's delight? Where snowboarding, and we're talking about this for those who are worried that we aren't staying on topic. There are these things called the Winter Olympics, right? And they do these activities in those. Snowboarding, you got to get off the damn chairlift with only one foot strapped in. Then you got to sit down on the snow and bend over and crank yourself other boot in. It's pathetic, bro. Especially if you have involuntary weight gain going on and it's hard to... hard to put on the fucking boots like that.
Involuntary weight.
Yeah, something funny about that, man.
It's a diagnosis, dude.
Yeah, it's a diagnosis. It's a fresh diagnosis.
It's a new diagnosis.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. Right.
Huh, interesting. I didn't know that could.
But just to get off the chairlift and calmly go down the mountain.
I'm jealous of the way down, because when you think of somebody snowboarding, it's like you constantly have to be carving left, right. If you're going straight, you're going to, you know, you're cooking, and it's just tough. I see people skiing and they're just facing forwards, holding a latte, just kind of waiting to be at the bottom. There's something humorous about seeing somebody just kind of move forward like that, I'll say as well.
But the skiers, I mean, maybe that's your outdated vision of skiing, bro, but now I think the skiers have even more swag than the snowboarders. I don't want to disagree with you, man. I just want to bring up another point.
No. Let me go. No.
Have you seen some of these these skiers with the baggy ski pants? They got just a t-shirt on. They got the goggles looking fucking sick. Whoosh, doing crazy jumps and grinding.
I haven't seen the new swaggy area of skiers. I don't know.
Once again, you guys aren't tuned in to winter sport cultural movements. Oh, how about the video of that guy going down the slalom? And no, not canoe slalom, regular. What is it? Not slalom. Skeleton. It's like bobsled, but you're just by yourself.
Are you bringing up the death?
Yes, of course. It needs to be fucking brought out into the light. Remember that video?
Yeah, the government doesn't want you to know.
The icy tube? Whoosh.
No.
Toboggan?
Passed away. I mean, that's a dangerous sport. There's no question about it.
Yeah. You know? And he just flies around like a rag doll. Good God.
You know what attracts me to skiing and snowboarding is essentially it has nothing to do with the sport, but it's just there. It's built into the sport that there's a hotel, you know, there's hospitality is one with the sport, you know,
oh, you mean the lodge,
the lodge. Exactly. Cause like, you know, you play rugby and there's no hotels aren't even, you know, in the conversation with many sports, baseball, but with skiing, right. It's very essential. Staying at the hotel, staying at the lodge after being in the lounge of the lodge. You're all sweaty.
Having a beer.
Having a crispy, cold glass of beer.
Gambling on your phone.
There at the fireplace. Yeah.
You know, I brought up the Euro smoke yet on the last episode, but the cigarette smoke outside of a ski lodge. Sheesh. Oh. That's about right.
That's the best. That is the best cigarette, is when it's freezing cold out. You're a little fucked up. Mm-hmm. And you step outside, you don't have all of your mittens on, but you can't really feel anything because you're so fucking fucked up, and you torch that fucking cigarette. Feel, you don't even taste it because you're so fucking liquored up and fucked up.
When's the last time you threw a mitten on, Nate?
It's been too long. It's been way too long.
Jack, I'll how about you? Mittens?
Hello? Mitten?
Well, we could do a whole episode on mittens.
Yeah, let's save it. I could tell you the last time I went snowboarding was in, like, I'm talking Naperville.
Whoa. You
see what I'm saying? They had like this little kind of bunny slope course, not like very close to Chicago. It was, must have been 2015 or something. And I wanted to keep snowboarding, but they didn't have the chairlift. It was the rope pull thingy. And I had to stop for the day because I couldn't pull myself up anymore. And that made me feel insecure.
Well, the rope pulls, when I was a kid, they tore through. I wasn't gripping on tight enough. And they tore through many, many a glove.
Yikes.
So fuck rope toes, man.
Rope toe.
Have you been on a rope toe, Nate?
No, don't even know what that is.
Bro, this is a rope that's moving very fast up the hill, and you're supposed to just grab onto it and let it take you up.
Pulls you up?
And then you slide up.
Huh. Let's get the things in the metro and the subway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's on rollerblades.
Well, speaking of hotels, there is something quite interesting that I would be remiss to not bring up.
How have we not?
Well, no. That the Olympians tend to do after and before their races.
Please.
Well. Yes.
Do they get in trouble for that?
Yes, hell bro. No, they're trying encouraged. To. No, it can't be encouraged. The nations don't want the different nationalities.
Creating one world race.
Right, that's the last thing they want because that would be too powerful, like I've
said. Hey, girl, come over to my village tent. I got fucking American McDonald's and mutual masturbation over here that's legal by the code.
Damn.
Who do you think is putting it down the craziest of all this? Which sport is really putting it down in the village that everyone's kind of like knocking on the door of the foosball players or whatever?
You know it's Taekwondo. No, it's Taekwondo.
They can do that.
They're freaks.
Put the leg up.
Yeah.
You know what I don't understand about Taekwondo? I don't understand the rules. Whenever I see like a violent knockout clip on Twitter or whatever, they're not allowed to punch each other in the head, but they can fucking kick each other in the head. You see what I'm saying? Am I wrong?
Right. I mean, trust me, if I was writing the rules for Taekwondo, it would be a very different sport. And I've said this many times.
Right. Well, you want like 8-on-8.
I want 8-on-8. Yeah. Co-ed, 8-on-8, mixed ages. Mixed ages.
We need some
My dad and I used to do karate together. And one time we went up to Vancouver, BC for a tournament. And I was awful. I don't know how good he was, but he was in a sparring with another man his age. And the other guy kicked towards his face, and the guy's toenail sliced my dad's cheek. There's something disgusting about that.
You know that dude, that was his like finisher move. Finger on it. The toenail slice. Every fucking turn. Yeah, that was like, that was like his like.
That's like a master thing. Splinter technique.
Oh, getting Yuck, infection dude. In your toe, purposefully getting staph infection in your toe and then go slicing people. That's your Mortal Kombat character.
You got to get creative, man, in these competitive environments. We once had a
repetitive.
I did Goju Ra. That was my karate.
What the hell is that?
Goju Ra. Yeah, it's a very little known karate technique, but apparently it was available in the small town I grew up in. So we did Goju Ra, and there was a guy that came in who flew in from the UK, and he was apparently the guard of the queen at one point, and he was going to teach. He was doing these seminars where it was like high stakes self-defense. And this dude was like screaming at people to learn these like basic karate moves. And you could tell this guy was like, had fought off, like, you know, some, he had thwarted a couple assassinations or had assassinated somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, this guy has seen. A couple
Will Smiths tried to get him.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was quite insane.
Keep the queen's name out fucking mouth, mate. Damn, if Will Smith had been British at the time.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That would, yeah,
keep be more disturbing.
He's in London right now. You know, you saw the Pretty Girls meetup, right?
Oh, we haven't fucking talked about this song yet, have we?
I like pretty girls. You know what I think is would be the nobody's done this yet. All right, I'm praying. If you want to get go viral on a clip right now, there's a clip of Will Smith. There's a clip of Will Smith, and he said, "Before I recorded this album, I called up Kendrick Lamar." And asked him, you know, I haven't done like a rap album in so long. Like, what should I do? And he's like, he was basically like, you need to like be so vulnerable. And, you know, you've experienced so much in your these last like 20 years. Like, say the things through music that you can't say, you know. And he was like, yeah, right. That's what I'm going to do. Is
And this is what he made?
And then this is what he came out with. Is, I like pretty girls. Girl, girl,
girl, girl. I love pretty girls. Girl, girl. He's over, this bro.
Unbelievable. This is the fact that this is not from fucking Zoolander. This is so unbelievable as a real thing out there. Are you kidding me?
Man, but at least he was King Richard, bro.
I want
a hard drive. A hard drive got wiped, and that was like he had a banger, and they were like, "Fuck, we lost everything." Like, you have to come up with a song, and like literally the next 30 seconds, like,
I like pretty girls, girls, girls.
Dude, I'm calling it right now. Will Smith at 99 years old on the deathbed is gonna unzip that thing, and out is going to be Nathan fucking Fielder, because I can't believe that somebody is doing this behavior in real life. This has to be a joke, a prank.
I mean, and certainly he has a counsel, you know, his son is Jaden Smith, and you think he'd run that by him and be like, hey, is it son? Is this lame? You know, you're kind of like,
I bet Jaden was rocking with, I bet he was a co-author on that, to be honest.
Yeah, that's going to the hardware store and asking for milk. Going to Jaden Smith and asking what the truck is up. What are some of his songs?
You know what? I couldn't quite say.
Jaden Smith's?
Didn't he have one where it was like the music video was in Japan?
Oh, so I think most of them are filmed over there.
Every Joy Tactician right now is going, dude. Fucking everybody knows Jaden Smith's catalog.
Dude, you idiot.
Yeah, yeah. All the comments are going to be like 40 Jaden Smith songs.
What the Jaden fuck? Smith, how could you not? Just looking at his title tracks, he has a song called The Coolest Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Gorgeous. Oh, he's got a Cybertruck in the music video 7 months ago.
Well, guys, I think, is there anything else we could even possibly say about the Olympics? Shout out, no, shout out.
Oh, Ryan Lochte being on Traitors. Ryan Lochte, he's a 2000 style personality.
Right.
Jessica Simpson's coded.
I mean, we didn't Simpsons. Talk about Usain Bolt.
What more needs to be said about him? Legend.
Exactly. Exactly.
I got one thing to say about his ass. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, thank you to all the athletes around the world for giving us hope in a dark time. Really. I mean, really. Seeing you guys be all athletic like that. Thank you. And the diving, bro, the high diving, being all, that's dangerous too.
I forgot
too.
About that.
Yeah. Synchronized swimming. Those women and men are looking amazing, beautiful, doing that, and strong too.
Synchronized. What gave you joy? 3, 2, 1. What gave me joy this week is that
gave me joy.
I don't know. A squirrel crawled really in the spicy. Window.
Okay, got it with my dad. Yeah.
The play that glue, I saw Eric? Today. No. I'm trying to remember the name of the play that I saw today.
Oh. We could do a normal
saw a play. And you didn't even bring it up.
Yeah, we were that's kind of my life, theater. Man. There's a lot of stuff I don't bring up. A lot of stuff's going on behind the scenes.
Would you see Matilda?
No, I've seen that too many times. I saw a play starring Tasman Gregg. Have you guys seen Green Wing?
No. What is who's
she's
that?
She's kind of. Or have you seen Episodes?
Oh. No.
With Joey from Friends.
She was
in it. It was like a play written in the 1950s. Everyone in the theater at the 2:30 matinee in London town today, over 60. So my plea is this. We need to start making plays for young people again, make them fucking sick.
You don't think it's the opposite, that we need to start realizing who our demographic is?
And make and plays
we need to start
them.
Making Vietnam era. Go back to your roots, Eric. Make some Vietnam theater.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely could do that War. Too. But this play was popping. The acting was really good. That's my joy.
Delicious.
And you were already off book for every role, just in case.
Yeah. I recorded it and I slowed it down on the train ride back to the hotel, and only took one fucking listen.
Well on, mate.
Did they do a talk at the end? A talk back?
No, they kept their cards close to their chest, like it should be.
Yep. Fourth wall. That's amazing. Heard of it?
Jack, anything?
Fourth Wall Productions.
What got you, Jack?
What got me joy is a squirrel jumped up in into our window. We have like a window with like a, you know, one of those cages on the back of it, like a really finely metalled cage, and it jumped up in the window. So I took a bunch of pictures and videos of my cat engaging with the squirrel.
Best friends?
That was nice. Squirrel's big, man. A squirrel can be fucking big.
A fat squirrel, yeah.
Fat. We talked about that today.
Yep.
Nate?
Gelato. Went to Gelato with my pops. And we got the... This is a Thai restaurant. And they have a very, very spicy option that you can put on basically any item spicy. There. It's called Gelato Spicy. And it's kind of like a body spice, but it like takes you out. Like it rocks you. But we got that. And I think my dad didn't really quite know what he was getting into. And he was, it's, you know, it's funny to, I'm going to call.
I can take it. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got time. Sorry,
I just gotta
just answer it. Yeah. It's okay.
But that's pretty much it. What did I say? The gelato, amazing, incredible.
Wow.
Boom! Another episode in the bag. Good job, y'all. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we'll see you Thursday with some brand new information, some brand new conversations, and a new lease on life. Thank you for working with us. And
bye.
Stay freaky. Keeping. I don't even know. Good God. End it.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media, where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.